Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Advisor and Consultant, and today we'll be talking about too much prep. Before I get into that, I want to remind you that I have a new book out, The Tech Executive Operating System, in which I cover a whole bunch of concepts that are designed to help you with your new role as an executive, as a director, or if you're inspiring to get into those roles and want to have a better grasp of what that role entails. Do check it out. The link is in the show notes. And now let's talk about too much prep. I think that we are all prone to overcompensate for areas where we think we are not going to be good enough in. If you're a first timer, as a VP of engineering, you're likely to overprep in some concepts. If you are now experiencing the first time that, for example, you're managing directors, you might have too much prep for how that is supposed to go on. Now, a lot of people don't prep enough, as in they just say, all right, you're going to be a director. And other times, they prep too much. Having the sweet spot, finding it, is something that is a lot less frequent in my experience. So how can you know which one do you end up defaulting to, too much prep or not enough prep, and how can you tell when you're doing it and what you do? First of all, if you're wondering, am I not preparing enough or am I over preparing? If you end up realizing at the end of the day that you are making decisions without actually contemplating their decisions, if you are prone to knee-jerk decisions, then you're likely not preparing enough. I find that, you know, CEO types are often more prone to this than most VP R&D types, if I'm allowed to stereotype, and I'm allowing myself because I'm part of this bunch. But frankly, overprep might look like you are obsessively reading books, reading more blog posts, trying to collect opinions and trying to research what people are saying about a subject. For example, you're thinking about a reorg and you've been thinking about it for 2 months because you keep reading more and more content about it. You want to start doing OKRs, or you want to start doing personal growth goals, or you want to implement career ladders, and you haven't actually taken a visible step because you are still researching it and contemplating and asking people. I was working with a VP that essentially has read every single book there is to read, has highlighted notes in every popular blog post, has watched all talks, he knows everything. I mean, like, I read a lot because, you know, it's part of my profession, but he has read, I'm guessing, like, 3 times that, and he knows everything. Whatever three-letter acronym you're going to throw at him, he knows it. Whatever blog post you're thinking about, he has it indexed. He knows everything there is to know. But when it comes to actively doing the work is where he is lacking. Because he has reached a point, I think, that he has become too prepared. He has too many things going on that he is now afraid of making a step. You know, once you've read about every single possible direction and mistake, you end up looking at every single thing that you need to do, and you start thinking about what can go wrong. Should you be doing this? I remember that one time in Atlassian, when they did that, that ended up not being as productive as doing that other thing. And I once read on Hacker News that if you do this, you might regret it once your team reaches new markets within the European Union. You know, that sort of stuff. If you realize that you are obtaining more knowledge and not translating that into experience, that is when you are probably doing overprep. When I'm advising clients, when we're doing our calls, I always tell them, well, there's only so much that we can discuss something. At some point, a decision must be made, and then we will adjust as we go along. As long as we're not talking about a life or death decision, about a decision that can critically harm your team, critically harm your company's chances of success, you probably should be moving faster and adjusting as we go along. What some people end up doing is all the over prep, and then if they finally have been coerced into making a decision, at that point, they just stop thinking about it. There's no more retrospection, and that means that all of their prep is going to waste because they just made a decision and they're not learning. They're not incorporating the lessons of what they have done into their future decisions. I always say, let's move fast, and move fast doesn't mean recklessly making decisions, you know, the knee-jerk decision-making. It does mean, though, that you're gonna make a decision after contemplating the right risks and approaches, and making sure to revisit your decision later on, not because you're gonna undo it, maybe you can't, but because you wanna ensure that you have learned from it, whether you've made the right decision or not. How can we ensure that the next time will be even better? That's the prep I'm looking for. Learning as we go along, only doing as much thinking and navel-gazing as is needed. When you do it too much, you become accustomed to it. You become this sort of monk that's just absorbing what's happening in the industry and does not take any action because you are paralyzed. That's not the way to go. So stop over-prepping. For example, if you've been listening to podcasts for the past years without actually taking a step and doing something after hearing something practical on a podcast, then maybe swap in some entertainment podcasts and save your time and effort. Really. I mean, this is episode 99. If you haven't implemented anything out of all of the episodes I've had so far, click on the unsubscribe button. Do yourself a favor. Too much prep is useless. Just like you can knead a dough too much, you can prep too much. Don't do it. Don't overwork your prep muscles. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you want to get more exclusive insights that I don't share anywhere else, not on my weekly article, which I'm hoping you read, and not on my weekly podcast, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, you want to reach out to me, you want to tell me something, you've read my book and you don't like it, you've read my book and you really like it, you can send an email directly to me. It's always in the show notes. Thank you, and talk to you soon.